Go ahead and start it, and I'm going to play this music that I can't hear for some reason. I don't know why I can't hear it. Oh, well. All right, well, we're live on Podbean, and I can't hear the music. I really can't hear this fucking music. Huh? Oh, you heard it? You did? Oh, well, see, it's not planned for me. Oh, well, whatever. JJ's in here. Have you got your email link there, Oink? That's odd. That's very odd. Cool. Well, JJ can hear us. Nobody can hear you because you're not in here yet. Oink is trying to get the email link to work where we have to email out to guests and shit like that. And you have to use your app and stuff like that. But while he's doing that, I'll tell you guys really quick what we're doing. Oh, you did enter the live studio. But it still says you're offline. What the hell? Can you guys hear Oink? Because I can't hear him. Well, I can hear you because you're on Zoom. But are you on your phone, Oink? Fuck. What the hell? Okay. Well, anyway, we're trying to test out this new Podbean Live thing that Podbean has. And as you can see, it's really fucking hard to get down. And yes, we did label this as explicit, so Podbean can't hurt us. Fuck this iOS. That's why I don't use iOS. The cool thing about the live stream is you can have 10 to 120 minutes. You guys can chat with us live. As you can see, JJ and Stack is in here with us. I don't know if Stack can talk to us or not, but you can chat with all of us while we're in here. Sorry, every time I hear Oink talking, I have to make sure he's not talking to me. I know you guys can't hear him, but we aren't really sure what all we can and can't do right now because it runs through the browser and it only allows for certain things, which means any outboard gear we can't really use, i.e. Voice meter and stuff like that. There he is. We've got Oink.
Worked out.
Can you guys... Hey, mute yourself on Zoom for me.
Sorry.
Yep, you're good. Oh, me. So, go ahead and try and talk.
Hi, everybody.
Like, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
Right. So, I hope you guys can hear Oink. Let's see if this music's going to work this time. They give us royalty-free music, so... We'll try the low volume. Can you guys hear it? Because I can't hear it. I don't even think Oink can hear it.
I hear no music.
Yeah, I hear nothing. Like, what the hell? I don't understand why. But on top of being able to interact with us and stuff like that during the Podbean live streams, I don't know if you guys can see it on your end or not, but you can give things like pod points, and I think it's called golden beans. That is Podbean's currency, believe it or not. And if you just want to do it, you can. I think for every 70 golden beans, it's like 50 pod points, which it takes 100 pod points to make a dollar. It doesn't seem like much, but if you're out there and we do a live here on Podbean and you're not a patron member or you just have a few extra dollars to throw away, you can help us continue DV radio with pod points. But yeah, so I don't know if you guys can hear Oink. Can you guys hear Oink? Yes, no, maybe.
I'm here, everybody. Sort of,
yeah.
Mentally is always, questionable.
right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, we can have call-ins. I don't want to do call-ins right now. Please don't fucking do that. Yes, JJ can hear you. They don't hear the music, so something's wrong with Podbean's music. I'll have to email them about that. Please don't call in right now, but we can have, I think, up to 5 hosts or co-hosts and guests. So, you know, it's just something to do. We might do something fun here and there with this. We don't know yet. It's all according if you guys like it or not. It is a little more interactive than I originally anticipated. So that's pretty cool. I can see all the listeners that's listening. I don't care too much for the fact that we can't use our own music and stuff like that. There's an audio effect. they do give those out. But yeah, so JJ heard that. Okay. So, what do you guys that are listening on the Podbean app think of this? And if Link wants to talk, I'll let him talk now.
Why would you want to let me talk? Shit.
I don't know. I'm waiting on feedback. I don't know how long the delay is or anything either. I'm guessing it's 5 to 6 seconds, give or take. That's what I'm going to assume. Oh, me. But yeah, just... Is this a visible alternative to Live 365? As far as doing something completely live, yeah, but we can't do licensed music or anything like that. Viable. Okay, I was getting ready to say visible. The font is really small on my end in the browser, and it's at 100%. So don't kill me. It's Podbean. I think they're still working on stuff as far as this stuff. They've been in the works on it for a while. I got to give them credit. They are the lowest cost podcast host out there, and they have a shit ton of features. I think they're still working as far as interacting through the browser for comments and stuff on podcasts. But yeah, no, they'll never get licensed, and you can't. They won't do it. It costs way too much. That's way too fucking much. That's never going to happen. But yeah, how do you like it, Oink?
So far, I mean, it's new, so we're gonna have to get some, you know, hands-on experience with it and play around with it a little bit. But I mean, it's not too bad on the phone. I can, with this piece of crapple. I can actually read everything. It's just a matter of figuring my way through it again.
Right. I did have Oink to set up Zoom just in case it didn't sound good, but apparently you guys couldn't hear him through Zoom. So, yeah, there's that. Like I said, we cannot use any of our own sounds or anything, so we are very limited right now. I am using the Chrome browser as Podbean suggests, and still I can't do a lot of stuff. So, Frosty's in the chat saying moist. Asshole. Google's not here, and she stumped that stuff, man. I'm really sad about this music, though. That really hurts me. It really makes me want to cry. Wow. Stax said she's on the app, and it's working great. Yeah, I believe you can also do it through the browser. I'm on the browser, but of course, I'm also hosting it. I believe we can host it via the Podbean app as well. I'm not going to try that because screw apps. thank you, Podbean, for allowing that, but there's just so many problems with apps. Stacks at work, and she doesn't know if work would approve. Well, I mean, as long as it's not a government computer, you know.
Not that we would have any experience in that.
No, not at all. Well, since you all are here, just an update really quick. We do have buttons / pins, lapel pins, whatever you want to call them. You can get them over at patreon.com/DVRadio. Just for the month of November, you will get 2 buttons / lapel pins. One that says thank you, and then you'll have the regular button that's always available for the $5 and above tiers. So if you guys want to get both of them, you might want to get over there. Make sure that you're a patron member this month. After November 30th, you will not be able to get that second button, but you will be able to get the other one. So get over there. Again, that's patreon.com/DV Radio. We can make this into a podcast as well. After we go, or I should say, after we end the live stream, then we can make it into a podcast, which is really, really cool. Like I said, Podbean's probably the best podcast host out there. I see a lot. I've been through a lot. I've reached out to a lot. And by far, Podbean is the greatest. Yeah, they still have a few things that they don't have that would be nice, like interacting with the listeners as far as podcast comments on the browser. But that's not really that big of an issue. But other than that, you can have video podcasts. You can have podcasts, just audio. You can have both. And they're really, really cheap. And they're unlimited bandwidth and all that each month. Whereas some is not unlimited. You get like, I think the lowest cost one right now is like 50 megabytes per month. And I think even Podbean allows you up to 100 megabytes free if you can't afford it. So Podbean's great. I've never had any troubles or issues with them. Every time we needed to reach out to them as far as customer service, they got back to us within an hour usually. Sometimes quicker. So thank you to Podbean. Love you guys for hosting us and doing the wonderful fucking work that you do. Actually, when I switched this over to Podbean, it's been a few years ago, but we went from Podomatic to Podbean, and the woman that I was talking to was on the freeway in California helping me out.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she was like, can you give me like 10 minutes? I'm on the freeway right now. We just got out of a rush hour. I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I thought you know, were in the office. She's like, no, I'll message you back in just a minute. And she did. It was like 10 minutes later, and she messaged me back, and we switched from Podomatic over to Podbean. So that was really, really cool. I don't know what happened, Stack. Maybe it's the connection. Like I said, they're still trying to work out a lot of kinks. It's a brand new system as far as Podbean Live. So if something happens and you lose all of that, I am very sorry. If you're going to go, JJ, then leave us. We're here for half an hour. We'll be calling out of your hair. Like, fuck! Oh, Stack was in twice. Gotcha. Yeah, it could just be an OS problem. I think it's a neat idea. I hate that we can't do like we would do with our actual stream, which we'll be doing at 9 tonight, 2100 for those that love the 24-hour fucking clock. And use Zoom and our own sounds and intros and stuff like that. But it's okay. Like I said, I think they're still getting feedback from all of us creators and stuff like that. And like I said, this is the first time I've used it. I think it's been up, I want to say, about a month. I think they had a beta, which I was going to get into, but I didn't. I just got so much shit going on. But what do you guys think, Stack and Frosty? What do you guys think about this right here, because it says I've only got two of you left other than Sergeant Pig.
Piggy, wait.
Stack likes it.
I think it's a little easier to use once you get to, like, for example, the app, because you can actually have the one screen, you know. You can sit there and type and listen at the same time, whereas, like I said, we mentioned before with the opening up, DV Radio with your phone, you know, you'd have to open up two browsers at one time. And I think we got that somewhat figured out, but I think this just seems like it's a little more streamlined as of right now. Like you said, they're still playing with it, so who knows? They could go in there and mess it up before too long.
Yeah, there are a few hiccups with the way we have to do stuff on the radio site. And a lot of people are like, oh, your browser looks like it's from 1992, man. Yeah, well, you don't understand how the licensing works for a music station. So we're not iHeart, we're not Pandora, we're not Spotify. We can't have the flashy fucking players and shit like that. We cannot do that. It's fucking impossible. So that's why the website's set up like it is. I hate the way we have to do it, but I also try and make it as fluid as possible as far as navigating and stuff like that. Frosty said he's still trying to figure out how to get it up on desktop, app on phone working. Okay, so I'll grab this right here for you, Frosty. I'm going to send you on Facebook the link, and you should be able to do it on your computer. I don't know. Maybe. Hopefully. Let me know how that works. I guess we'll know if you're in the chat room on your computer in a minute. I do like this on-air thing. I wish I had that. We do have Butt broadcast using this tool, and it does tell me the time and when we're recording and streaming and stuff like that, and it has the time uptick just like this one. But I like this one a little bit more because it's all in one place. It's got the chat, I got the on air with the time, and then all that stuff. I wish we had the money to pay someone to fix a program where everything was all in one window for us, but alas, that is not going to happen until we get that $1 million sponsor, because that's going to cost us at least 150 grand.
People are like, pocket change.
You're right. People are like, it's not going to cost that much. Oh, it gives you links to download. Okay. So maybe you can only use your app for right now. I'll talk to Podbean and see what they're doing as far as in the works and stuff like that. Like I said, I don't know what you can and cannot do right now. So we're slowly learning that you have to be on your app. I don't like that personally, but hey. I'm not a fucking teenager neither. And let me tell you, it's hot as balls in my room right now. Jesus Christ. I'll have to find out why the music isn't working for us, because that didn't make any sense. Still trying to figure that one out. Don't understand. You guys can't hear the music. I can't hear the music. I could hear it when I sit here and... Actually, let me try something. Where is it at? Punk rock is there. So let me delete that. Can you hear this one?
Real... Well, let me take my headset off my head. Try it again.
Okay.
No, it's coming through on the Zoom headset, you know, but it's not coming through these actual earbuds.
Okay, so it's not working on Podbean right now. So for some reason, their music library isn't working, but their effects is.
Yep, that's working.
Like, come on now, come on. And they have some weird-ass effects. They only have 7. Which is blowing my OCD into fucking oblivion right now. Like, I have to close the audio effect so I won't sit here and keep counting. My fucking... Anyway. I'm a weird motherfucker. I know. Oh, man. So, yeah. It's a new system. We may try it just for fun and have some fun days. I don't know if we'll be able to do any type of background music or anything like that other than what Podbean has on here. Like I said, their music isn't working right now, and I've tried it a few times. As far as host and co-host, you will have to use your app to listen in. Apparently, you have to use your app as well. Unfortunately, I'm sorry for that. That means if you're out somewhere and you have limited data, well, you better find a free Wi-Fi spot. Sorry, motherfucker. We gonna make you pay. So there's that. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. We'll get off here. I'll finish getting ready for Barrett's talk for tonight. Tune in for Profile America as well. It starts at 20:50, 8:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by Barrett's talk live at 2100, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about Veterans Day and a sexual theft that happened last month, or no, back in September, I should say. So be sure that you tune in for all of that tonight on DVRadio.net. Or if you're in America, Canada, or the United Kingdom, you can use the Live 365 app. And you can still chat with us on DVRadio.net/chat during the show and before the show as well. And to speak with the host as well as other listeners. I don't know if DV6 will be on. Recoil said he will probably be on, but he may not be on for the entire show. But that could change at the drop of a hat. Frosty, myself, and Oink will be on for sure, unless one of us dies. That's a possibility, too.
I'm home now. I'm not out there shopping, so we're good.
Right.
I'm not going to commit mass homicide.
Oink, you got anything for our listeners before we leave?
No, just thanks. We're going to keep trying and playing with this and, as always, improving what we can.
Definitely, definitely. Like I said, if you guys want the buttons, both buttons from DV Radio, they're exclusive to Patreon. So go over to patreon.com/DVRadio. Get the $5 or above tier. You do not have to stay in that tier after this month. If you want to go down one, you can, but you can only get both buttons this month and this month only. Thank you guys for your listening. We're sorry that you couldn't hear everything else, and we are sorry that we couldn't do a lot more, but we are still learning.